A's and the Angels wrapping up their four-game series on Thursday. Andrew Triggs on the mound for the A's. His opposition, Tyler Skaggs. Skaggs had a 1-0 lead in the third, but not for long.
Base hit right center field. Should be a first and third for the Athletics as the ball goes past Trout. And here comes Adam Rosales, and we're tied at one.
So two runs in, here's Ryan Healy.
Oh, left field indeed. Revere turns around, and that baby's gone.
Wow.
In the air to right field. But room for Canna goes back. Now he comes in. He's got it. And that's eight in a row retired by Andrew Triggs. And Pujols strikes out. And Andrew Triggs, Ray, is rolling along. It's all in all 5 2/3 innings. Very good performance this afternoon by Andrew Triggs. Simeon in the hole. He's going to go to second. And they got him.
Yeah,
very close play.
Yeah, they challenge it. This is going to be an interesting call. He's out.
So the call goes the A's way. Out call remains, and that's a big call. And
huge.
The Angels strand a pair.
Here's the pitch now, and here's a line shot center field, base hit. The A's are going to take a 5-1 lead. Around third to score is Chris Davis on a line shot out to right center by Plouffe, and 5-1 A's in the bottom of the sixth. Good at bat by Plouffe.
The A's are in a split of their four-game series following a 5-1 win. Andrew Triggs allows just one unearned run as he pitches into the sixth inning to pick up the win. And the A's offense came up with some timely hits en route to a 5-1 win to earn a split of their four-game series with the Angels. Here is A's skipper Bob Melvin.
When he's throwing the ball over the plate and threw it over the plate a little bit better as the game went along, it's got so much movement on it. And when he's throwing his breaking ball for strikes, and Chase, he's just a tough guy to get a good swing on. So as the game went along, seems like his stuff got a little better and then got a lead and got some confidence behind it.
Would you say that Trees' ability to pitch around an error and your offense's ability to capitalize on it was a turning point in the game?
There's something to be said for that. And you know, as we close games, I mean, in this game, you know, was never – at a point where we were ahead enough to where we could do some things wrong. But you're exactly right. When you capitalize on mistakes, it goes from a momentum swing one way to the other way. And when we made a mistake, Triggs just got out of it. And when they made a mistake, we ended up capitalizing on it. So that was a big part of the game today.
Speaking of mistakes, what more can you say about Healy? Just two no doubt about it swings.
Yeah, no, he's quite the force, and we've – you know, from the moment he got here last year, plays with an edge, very confident at the plate, and has power to all field. So, you know, you watch him on a day-to-day basis, and you watch him take batting practice, and how seriously he takes his work pre and leading up into the game. It gives him confidence, and the ball does make a little different sound off his bat.
It's extra kudos for him for the ability to hit despite that what's going through him defensively, that he has to play several positions. Some players don't handle those things well.
Very much so. And, you know, for younger players and not used to that, it's one thing to be moved around a little bit in the field, but it's also another thing to have to DH some. So, you know, it's just like four pinch hits a game, and usually younger guys are not, you know, have not had to deal with that role before, but I think he's handling it well.
Speaking about guys that came here and then started making an impact right away, what can you say about Chris Davis's start to the season this year?
Yeah, I mean, it's no shock after you've seen what he did last year, and we've talked often, too, about getting off to a little bit of a slow start last year and then finishing, you know, after the month of April, being as consistent a power hitter as anybody in the game. And you know, it's great to see him to get off to a good start, too, because there's no telling what the numbers can look like at the end of the year with him.
And it looked like Healy fouled the ball off pretty solid off his foot. Was that a factor in bringing him out, or was that just a matchup defensive thing?
You know what? I'm always going to get yonder in the game late, but it was probably more of a factor at that time. I probably would have seen if we came back around to Ryan's spot. But at that point in time, it just made sense to get yonder in the game.
With such a deep bullpen, could you treat every game like a safe situation, even though it's technically not a safe situation, using the important guys in the –
You know what? There are certain days, and today was one of them, where we were not using some guys. So as it looked like, you know, it's a four-run game, and we have potentially our two main guys in that game, we were down some guys today. So that's the case almost every day now once you get into the season. And we haven't had an off day to start. You're more careful with guys at the beginning. So I was hoping just to use the three guys that we used today and give everybody the day off, and that's the way it worked out. I don't want to go there.
because of injuries?
We have a little scheme how we use guys early in the year and when we think we need to get guys rest. There's, you know, ups in the bullpen when guys are getting hot. That could be, you know, that's part of it. So, you know, we try to take a closer look in each and every year of, you know, trying to get guys through the season healthy and effective and not overuse them.
Can you talk a little bit about the results of your first homestand going into the road for the first time?
What's that?
The results in general of the first homestand, taking into consideration now you're going to the road for the first time.
Yeah, there were a lot of swings in this series, four-game series, and, you know, we win the first game and then look like potentially we had a chance to win the second game, even though they had a nice rally, too, to take the lead. And they won that game, and then they won handily yesterday, so there was a little more pressure on us to win this game today so we don't open up the season at home 1-3. So there were a lot of momentum swings and psychology swings over the course of a four-game season, and, you know, we got 158 more to play, so tends to wear you out a little bit.